right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And today we're going to take a look at The Lion King, which is a live-action CG remake of a very well-appreciated movie that this one... But it's directed by Jon Favreau, who did a couple of the Iron Man movies, and he had also done The Jungle Book, which that was also a CG live-action remake. The writers are Jeff Nathanson and Brenda Chapman, and it stars, kind of, Donald Glover, Beyonce, and Seth Rogen. And the synopsis is, after the murder of his father, a young lion prince flees his kingdom, only to learn the true meaning of responsibility and bravery. So, if you haven't seen The Lion King, which you probably should just go watch the animated version of this, it takes place in Africa. James Earl Jones, very well-known person. He is Darth Vader, but he is Mufasa, and he is the ruler. Everything that you see, wherever the land touches, he is the ruler. He has a brother that they don't get along, but he allows his brother to live and live in the kingdom, but his brother's an outcast. Mufasa has a son, who is Simba, who is essentially the lead character. And eventually, Scar comes up with a plan to kill Mufasa to take control of the kingdom. He succeeds. Simba runs away. And then that's pretty much the whole compass of the movie. No different than any other Greek tragedy or Shakespeare. But this one is a live action, or at least CG remake of it, that is wholly unnecessary. I don't understand why they added almost a whole nother 30 minutes to it. There's also an unnecessary song by Beyonce that is also in this movie. Really just done with these Disney live action remakes. After having seen Aladdin this year, Dumbo was freaking terrible. The only good ones were maybe Alice in Wonderland, The Jungle Book, and Peace Dragon, and maybe Beauty and the Beast. But this is Disney repackaging things that you have already seen, that you already had purchased your money on, that they have already sold you. Lion King 1.5, Lion King 2. This is the same thing, just with different people playing the voice actors. No one stands out in this movie. Donald Glover, I was like, oh, you know what? He's okay. I can see it. And then once they start doing the singing with Beyonce, it's like, oh, well, yeah, Beyonce really, not the greatest actress, but okay. Go ahead and attack me, Beehive. Let's make it happen. The only two people that are really trying, that are really doing something with this movie, are Chiwetel Ejiofor, who plays Scar, James Earl Jones, because he's already done this role before. I will say that it is watchable. It really starts to pick up when Seth Rogen comes into play. And that's really it.
I heard people recently say that The Lion King is their favorite animated movie of all time. I saw it was coming out. I wasn't all hyped, like, oh my God, I got to go see The Lion King. I mean, it was good, but I'm not stressing about it. So it just seemed like Disney's getting greedy now. Why do we even need this?
Disney has found out a way, because before they would put this out on VHS, they would put it out on DVD. Again, here's the new version that has 10 extra minutes of something. Yeah. And they figured out that if all we can do is just come out with a halfway decent movie and give it to you again, we can make more money. And then here's more cannon fodder for the Disney Plus streaming service. And then what will happen another 5 years from now? Here's another version of The Lion King with deleted scenes. Okay, great. That's all I can say. I think Disney has come to a point, kind of lost the ability to create, because if you really look at things from a general perspective, when you look at stuff like Pixar, and Star Wars is also the main cause of this, that they're just repackaging everything, they're just giving it to you again, giving it to you every year, and then when you start looking at, well, all right, why was it another Toy Story movie? Toy Story 3 was a great movie. Why is there another one 10 years later? Because it was Pixar's time to be picked by Disney to say, like, hey, well, you guys need to do something. Why don't you just make another Toy Story movie?
Well, this is partially the fans' fault, too, though, because we continually go see this bullshit. Star Wars comes out, and we sit here for months saying, oh, I'm not really looking forward to it. It's not going to be great, blah, blah, blah. But I'm just as guilty because Last Jedi came out, and I was there for opening weekend sitting there like, oh, what's going on? Let's see it. And there are fans that are way more diehard than, you know, we've ever been, who the second it just says Star Wars, they don't care. I'm there midnight, opening night, spending my money. I'm going to go see it three or four times. So
particularly with Aladdin and Lion King being so close together. I mean, it was really almost like 2 months, maybe a month and a half.
Yeah, that was a real quick turnaround to put out Lion King right after Aladdin, really.
And then you have the Marvel movies spliced in between that. And then also if you count the Fox movie and then Spider-Man, that they're really putting all these slots in the play where it's just like, all right, well, you get a live action movie, you get an animated movie or CG movie. And it's just really getting to a point where Disney has just saturated the market with themselves and then with their properties. It doesn't mean much anymore.
So crazy, because they put that schedule out, and I think for the next 2 or 3 years, it's like flooded with Disney properties.
And I keep going back to the point about Star Wars, because the main thing about Star Wars, if you take a look at the original trilogy and then the prequels, there were not going to be any more movies. Maybe at some point you weren't going to be getting 2 Star Wars movies a year or a Star Wars movie every year for the foreseeable future. That is saturation. And then when you start putting into play stuff on the Disney streaming service, and then you also got the cartoons on Disney XD or the Disney Channel, that is a lot of stuff. And then all the Marvel stuff, and then whatever you got from Fox, it's like, geez, stop it. So just to wrap this up, the movie's not terrible, but it's something that you've seen before. And I had also just seen The Lion King, I guess maybe like 2 weeks ago. I'm like, you know, this is a good movie. And then it was over because the movie's only like an hour and a half, or like an hour and 20 some minutes. And this one is almost 2 hours. Why? Again, Chiwetel Ejiofor, James Earl Jones, very good in this movie. But then I started thinking about Whoopi Goldberg being in the original movie. And then there's not really that comedic sense in this movie with that particular character. The character exists. They kind of put a little twist on it. Don't see these movies. And
I don't plan to.
Don't see these movies. I mean, I'm the idiot that went to go see Aladdin. No, I don't particularly like one person in that movie.
I thought you liked Will Smith.
The animated version of Aladdin, great movie. Classic. Classic. And then you come out with something that is just passable to a classic. And all you have to do is just do the same thing. How does that happen? The same thing with this movie. The Lion King animated version is 100% classic. And then you come out with something that is just, okay, well, we got Beyonce. We got Donald Glover. Like, who else is hot?
Well, I mean, that's basically what happens. You already know that. Studio execs sit around and they go, all right, well, how can we spice this movie up? And who can we get? And what's the big name and all that?
This is just really Disney pandering to people for more money. It's like, we have ran out of ideas. What else?
Oh, yeah, they knew what they were doing putting Beyonce in there, because then she did a soundtrack too. So they're like, look, we're just going to get money all around on
it's
this.
It's like, one. Oh, wow, this was the number one soundtrack for the past 3 weeks on the Billboard. I'm like, nobody cares about that. All right? Apple Music. Like, nobody cares about that. I don't care. And Behav attacked me because this movie is getting a 6. That's BC Podcast.
Your death threats are getting ready to start pouring in.
Basically.
Beast Gang, F all of you all.
Hey, I saw...
dead by the end of the week.
I saw Fighting Temptations with Beyonce a couple weeks ago. She wasn't that bad in that movie. If I didn't say that she was amazing, come at me, Behav.
That's right. You can't say nothing terrible. I tell my wife this all the time. She's like, Mike, don't ever say this. I don't give a shit. I'm going to say this shit on a recording now. You can play it all for America to hear. I swear to goodness, if she literally farted on a track, I guarantee it would be the hottest track to them that's ever been created. They will say it's the most genius thing ever in the history of record recordings. That's how fucking ridiculous they are. I mean, like, literally could put her ass on the microphone and literally fart. And them motherfuckers be like, yo, she is a fucking genius.
Oh, listen, my God. Did you hear the remix?
Even her farts are heavenly. Oh, my God. Listen to them. They're so regal. They'll say something crazy. Like, calm down. It ain't that serious. Until you can beat Thriller, ain't much shit you can say, ever. Motherfucking Michael Jackson sold 80 million, and I ain't talking about downloads. We talking about fucking vinyl records in the 80s.
People going, picking it up,
Literally. Kenan, this motherfucker was selling out stadiums when y'all didn't even know what stadiums were. People fainting from a half a mile away. Like, seriously. Don't even say nothing yet. Just walk out on the stage. Oh, faint. Ain't even seen the concert. Wasted $100.